Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Megan Allen, a parent in the Highland School District, helping the post-prom committee with their can drive this Saturday. Megan, you guys have a post-prom can drive coming up this weekend. Why don't you give us the details on that?
The can drive will be held at the Highland High School by the school barn. That's where the drop-off is. You can bring in any of your recyclables, your cans, your bottles, all sizes, and cans, all sizes. Anything that has a deposit or can be deposited and recycled that way, we'll take that. It'd be great if it's sorted, but if not, we'll sort them for you. And then for those that need it, we'll give can shed bags back to the people so they can take that. So they'll give us a bag, and we'll give them a bag back. We collect it from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., and then the next week we'll return them to the can shed in Cedar Rapids, and they'll give us some money for it to be used towards post-prom. And so that will allow us to fund activities. So we're looking at getting a hypnotist for the night, casino games. We're looking at doing like a casino theme to roll with our Roaring Twenties theme that we're having for the prom. And so it just kind of allows us to continue the night for that, and prizes for the students to win throughout the night.
What kind of a goal do you guys have for the can drive?
Usually we get about $1,000, and so I would be happy getting another $1,000, but if we can gain more, that would be great. We've had Riverside Post Office is donating their cans, and restaurants in Riverside and Ainsworth have offered to donate their cans. That's amazing for us because that's just really a huge support for us to get collect those.
How many students are you putting to work on Saturday to help with the can drive?
I think we have about 5 students at the moment, but we'll take whoever else wants to join in. And then we have about 5 to 10 parents that are joining in as well.
And post-prom, that's made up of junior students.
Yeah, so post-prom is both the junior and senior parents. That's how that is run. So we set up all the activities for the evening. And then prom, which is also collecting donations, that is ran by the junior students run prom, and that's their program that they have to collect money to fund prom.
If people want to help out the post-prom on Saturday, maybe they don't have cans that they want to mess with or donate, I imagine you guys would take monetary donations as well?
We would definitely take any monetary donations that we could get because that would help go towards our funding.
What other post-prom fundraisers have you guys conducted or are you planning?
January, right before the Super Bowl, we did a Super Bowl squares, and people gave us $25 a square, and then whoever had the score won the money for that. Everybody donated their money back for that, so that was great. And then we're planning a color run, and the tentative date for that is April 10th at this moment. And then that will be our last fundraiser right before prom, which is the following weekend.
How much money did you raise through the Super Bowl squares?
I believe $2,100.
What kind of dollar amount are you guys typically looking to raise to help throw a good post-prom party?
Typically about $10,000 is what our goal is. That allows us to get the activities, get like a hypnotist or presenter of that sort. That is probably the bigger cost of it. And then usually we have bouncy houses, and our other expense would be a bull ride, the bucking bull for the students to ride throughout the night.
Is that a regular feature?
That is a regular feature. That one is always a well-applauded event for the students. They enjoy riding the bull and seeing how long they can last. It's a fun competition.
Megan, if somebody wants to contribute to post-prom, if they want to make a monetary donation or maybe donate some items for the post-prom for prizes, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would say to contact myself. Or a lot of people have dropped stuff off at the school as well, and they've gotten the prizes or donations to me. That's an easy method as well. And then we have a Facebook page that has contacts of other committee members, so if they're closer to them, they can just drop off prizes to those committee members.
Let's remind people one more time of the can drive on Saturday and how it's going to work.
So on Saturday, you will come to the Highland High School, which is on 1715 Vine Avenue in Riverside. There is a barn on the north side. You'll pull up by the barn. We'll grab the bags, the cans from you, and then we will hand you back any can shed bags that you would like to use for yourself. And then you'll leave the parking lot, and then we'll take the cans back to the can shed the following week.
And again, you're looking for any cans, bottles that have a deposit?
Yep, that is correct.
What's the prom date again?
prom and post-prom are the weekend of April 17th and 18th. I know the junior class is also doing an auction for bag boards, but I think the both of us are all working together just to have one event this year that is a huge celebration for the students and the way to kind of boost the end of our year so we can go into last month of May with a little bit more relaxed and having a little bit of fun and kicking that off that way.
And a reminder, the Highland Post-Prom Can Drive goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Megan Allen, a parent in the Highland School District. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.